But they're so intertwined. A year ago, I got a call from a lady in Glace Bay, and I didn't know her and she didn't know me, but somebody told her to call me. She wanted to come in and talk to me about Glace Bay and the Jewish people. And I thought, oy, oy, oy. Well, you know, I mean, that sounds very nice, but why? And I said, well, I kind of hesitated. I said, no, sure, if you'd like to. So she told me the story that, if you've heard of the strike in Glace Bay, that was in the 20s, the late 20s, the mines, mm-hmm. and this man was killed, and, you know, they recognized his every year. Anyway, her father was a miner, and they had a large family, and the company store, which was run, you know, by the coal company. You probably know all this. Have you ever read the book, The Company Store?
I know some of the stories from it.
Yeah, you've never, because my book club just did it, and I'm telling you, it was an eye-opener to read the book. I never read it. Anyway, but the story is that her father, every Christmas, they grew up, of course, and she's married, her husband has already died, her children have grown up, she has grandchildren, but he'd say every Christmas at the Christmas table, when they were having their, I don't know what they do, prayers, I don't even know what religion she is, if you want to know the truth, but he always used to say and remember to his children, we have to thank the Jewish people in Glace Bay, the Jewish merchants, because without them, who knows, we would have starved to death.